We're really glad to have Rami with us tonight. John and Michelle Grunewald, Joe and Amy Dunning, Bob Lay, and Ben Hamlin. There's Ben right over there. I don't know where Bob. Bob's probably around here somewhere. Oh, Bob's over. I see Bob. I knew he ushers. He's ushering. There's Bob over there. They were all on the trip, and we are excited to have our guide. He is a national Jew, but he also is Messianic. He has received Christ as his Savior. He believes that he is the Messiah. Praise the Lord. And we had a tremendous time with him, and it was so great that he gave a historical side, but he also gave a biblical side. And I know you're going to really enjoy him tonight, and I want to give him as much time as possible. And so just come on, Rami, just come on. Now, there's one thing that he's famous for that all of us, he had on the bus, on the tour bus, when he has this deal, and it's coffee in, that's you stop to get refreshment. And then it's coffee out, you stop to take a rest break. So it's coffee in, coffee out. Bless you, Brother Rami. We're so glad to have you with us.
Thank you. Take your time, man.
Take your time.
Wow. What a welcoming. I really feel honored to be here. Praise God for you, for each and every one of you. You know, once upon a time, 2,000 years ago, everything started in Jerusalem. Everything started where I come from. I come from the Galilee, but close to Jerusalem. Much closer than your place, yeah, to Jerusalem. So everything started within the Jewish family, within the Jewish nation of Israel. And many waters passed through the Jordan River. We have this expression, yeah? Many things changed during the last 2,000 years. And I'm I'm excited and also shocked to see Gentiles, non-Jews, who love the God of Israel and love the Messiah, the King of the Jews. He never changed. He's the King of the Jews. He's the King of Israel. And I'm overwhelmed. I mean, beautiful music, beautiful worship. I'm honored. Thank you so much, Pastor. I never thought that our tour will bring me here, but here I am. So, Abba, please help me. Adonai Sfatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Teilatecha. Lord, open my mouth so I can declare your glory. Let's dive into scriptures, okay? Today I want to give you a taste, Jewish taste, of how to read the Bible in Jewish eyes, you know, like my ancestors, your ancestors. Welcome to the club called Israel. Our forefathers read the Bible. That's what I do on my tours as well. Let's start with the book of Acts. Book of Acts, Acts of the Apostles. And I really, really hope that you will get used to my heavy Israeli accent, because if you don't, it's your problem. Come on. Pastor Reagans, you know, was very, very generous. Are you sure, Pastor, that you really, really want me to keep them till 2 a.m.? He told me, go, you have till 2 a.m. I told him, can I not be merciful and give them till 1:55? He said, no, 2 a.m. So I must say, yes, Pastor. Now I really made them worried. Okay, Act chapter, blah, 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 blah. Act chapter 1. Come on. In the context of this chapter, the first chapter, the opening chapter of the book of Acts, is actually the last and 40th, the 40th and last day of Yeshua with his, Yeshua, by the way, Jesus. We do not call him Jesus. His mother never called him Jesus. It was salvation. Salvation, dinner is ready. You can bring some of your friends home. If you would call him Jesus, he would. Okay? Yeshua, salvation. What a beautiful name, okay? So, hold on with me when I say Yeshua. Yeshua, it's the same Jesus, and he knows that you call him Jesus, and he's not confused. Okay? Hallelujah. So, this is the last and 40th day of the disciples with the risen Messiah. Can you imagine how they felt or must have felt? I mean, I would be in big euphoria. I mean, to touch, to walk, to eat even some fish, you know, he was not a ghost. Right? So, and he's not a ghost also now at the right hand of the Father, yeah? So, here he is walking with them, barbecuing with them, fish at the beach, you know, shores of Sea of Galilee, yeah? Wow, wonderful. So the $1 million question must come. I mean, we are dealing with Jews, you know, Jews cannot shut their big mouth, yeah? So here, they do not know what is expecting them, what is just around the corner. I mean, his ascension. So they don't know it. So they are still in this euphoria. 40 days he's with them, and he talks with them about what? The kingdom. Okay? So you cannot blame them for being stupid, uneducated. Okay? I mean, they are now with the risen Messiah, and here is the $1 million question. Verse 6. Acts chapter 1, verse 6. I need my glasses. Therefore, by the way, it was on the Mount of Olives, this certain event. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to the church? Come on, nobody looks at me now. I made a mistake, no? Sorry, it's my eyesight. So I know that I need to improve my glasses. So hang on with me. Lord, will you at this time restore? Okay, now I got it. The kingdom to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Something is wrong with my... To Israel. And my beloved, of course, he does not say in the next verse, oh, you stupid dummy. Dummy disciples, how long shall I tolerate you? Yeah. I mean, you don't know that the kingdom now is not the kingdom of Israel. Israel rejected me 40 days ago. They crucified me, yeah, with the help of the Romans. So now I rejected them. Now it's the church. I'm going to build up a new kingdom. No! Of course not. Back then everything was with the family of Israel. Welcome back home, beloved. You have been grafted in. But not only to the blessings, as you will see soon, but also to the responsibilities. Okay, not only to the promises given to Israel, which are nice and, yeah, but also to the responsibilities which are adjoined to those promises, okay? So, are you going at this time to restore the kingdom of Israel? And he says, it's not for you to know times and seasons that the Father has. Okay? My friends installed, yeah. I want to go right away to a verse or a passage in the book of Jeremiah. Please open the book of Jeremiah. And I want to show you that when the disciples asked about the restoration of the kingdom of Israel, they were not, again, stupid. They knew their Bible very well. Back then there was no New Testament set of books, okay, till 100 years after. So they knew scriptures. And I can assure you that they were sure that this scripture that I'm going to read, at least partially or part of it, is going to be fulfilled now, in this minute. Are you going to restore it now? Come and do poo, and all the Romans are gone. Yeah? Do poo, and all our enemies are gone. Hallelujah! And let me be a minister of foreign affairs, and let me be a minister of interior, and let me be rule over 10 cities. You know, they were sure it's at hand. Why they were so sure? Because they knew their Bible. And here in Jeremiah 16, we read the following. Jeremiah 16, verse 14. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that it shall no more be said, The Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt. And guess what? Those people, the disciples of Yeshua, did not come yesterday from the land of Egypt. Actually, they were the descendants of the remnant which came back from Babylon. Are you with me? About 400 or 500 years before them. So, partially they were right. Okay? Yeah, we did not come from Egypt. We came from other places. We are Nebuchadnezzar. The Babylonian king spread us all around, right? So here, let's continue. Verse 15. But the Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, Babylon. Actually, it's more, yeah, okay, northeast. And from all the lands where he had driven them. For I will bring them back into their land which I gave their fathers. Behold, I will send for many fishermen, says the Lord, and they shall fish them. And afterward I will send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and every hill and out of the holes of the rocks. For, okay, let's pause here. Beloved, let me suggest that we are living in those days. Not only us, but my parents who came from Persia, Iran, like other Jews. Actually, Israel today, and I explained it to my tourist, is composed of over 120 different nations. Okay? We have blonde Jews, we have black Jews, blue-eyed Jews, black, you know, I mean, we have, Arab Jews. Jews who came from Arab countries, who speak Arabic, and who have the Arabic culture, not Islamic, but Arabic culture, food-wise, okay, language, etc., etc., dress, whatever, yeah, dress code. My friends, we are living the fulfillment of this prophecy, and I want to suggest that now we are very, very close to the very end of this fulfillment. Do you see what I mean? Because God started to bring his people, Israel, from the four corners of the earth about 100 something years ago. With modern Zionism, Herzl, etc., etc. Okay? Are you following? You're not falling asleep on me, right? It's not yet 2 a.m. Okay? My friends, God is in the business of fulfilling his scriptures. Hallelujah. Actually, the very fact that I am here with you today is the fulfillment of Jeremiah 16 and the entire Bible. Are you with me? I, a Jew, born in Israel, who never thought I will believe in that man, that accursed man, Jesus, the Gentile, the God, little g, of the Gentiles. Here I'm standing. Things are happening. God is still moving. God is still in the business of saving people, beloved. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Friends, but here I want to introduce, I told you I will give you some Jewish taste, okay, of how to read the Bible. My friends, while you in the church, and I'm not bashing the church, please do not misquote me. I'm recorded, okay? It's not against the church. The church culturally is coming from, it's Western. I mean here, of course, I'm not talking about the church in China, okay? Here in America, you are Westernized and nothing bad about it. Okay, that's how God decided that you will be, okay? From before the foundation of the earth, if you believe your Bible, okay? So nothing is bad about it. Only one thing, which the Greek mindset, that the Bible does not have. The Bible is not written here in Oklahoma or in Tulsa or elsewhere in the West. Most of it was written, as you already know, I know I'm preaching to the choir, right? In the Middle East, namely Israel. Okay, guys? Yes. So, there is a different mindset that I want to introduce to you. And I'm sure you know with such pastor and teachers that you have here. The Hebraic, I intentionally don't call it Jewish. Hebraic Middle Eastern mindset. Which, unlike the Western mindset, which is linear, you put events on a line and then you check, 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 check. Okay? Yeshua was the Passover lamb, check. Bye-bye. Kick it out. of the way, right? Yeshua is the unleavened bread, okay? Check. Feast of unleavened, etc., etc., okay? My friends, the Hebraic mindset is cyclical. And everything is repeated. There is repetition. Even prophecies have more than one fulfillment. Are you following? Soon you will see what case I'm building for you. My friends, in Jewish thought, the Jewish sages, the Jewish wise men from old, even before Yeshua, not only the medieval time, like Rashi, Rambam, whatever, Maimonides, but even before, the Jewish sages said, and I will say it in Hebrew, and Pastor Higgins will translate it for you, okay? Can you do it simultaneously? Ma'ase avot siman labanim. Come on, Pastor. Beloved, the deeds of the fathers, forefathers, are to be followed, are example or pattern to be followed by their descendants. Are you with me? You know, I always like to say to youngsters, and we have youngsters here, I never want to be like my father. I will never become like my mother. Really? Excuse me? You are carrying their genes, their DNA. How can you not be like them? We are producing us in our children, and our children producing them, us in their, etc., etc. So another principle in the Hebraic mindset is that always the spiritual truth are conveyed through natural means. You never hear Yeshua says, oh, let me tell you about the kingdom of my father. It's like Venus or a Mars. People would say, it's a nice philosophical idea, but can you bring it down to earth? No, it's like a fisher who cast his net or a sower who sowed. You know, he spoke truth, spiritual truth, through natural means. Peter gets his vision in Jaffa of the unclean foods. What is the context? He's hungry. He waits, waiting for them to fix his meal. Are you with me? God uses his natural condition to speak about much greater you, Gentiles. Much greater truth. Yeah, the Gentiles don't call on any Gentile clean or unclean. See what I mean? So my friends, ma'ase avot siman levanim, the deeds of the father are example to be followed by their descendants. Are you following? So, Pastor asked me, how are you going to speak? I hope you are going to speak about, I told them, Pastor said, that you're going to speak about Israel. Oh, yes. Because are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel right now? It's not for you time to know times and seasons, right? I believe we are at the very restoration of the kingdom of Israel since the last 100 years. Because for a kingdom you need people, you need land, they're waiting. My friends, could it be that Jeremiah 16 was not the first time in the entire Bible that the idea of God gathering his people back from where he sent them because of their sin? Could it be that it's not mentioned here in Jeremiah 16 the first time? Of course it could, because I just told you about the cyclical, right? I want to bring you all the way to our forefathers. Namely, Jacob. Shall we take a tour through scriptures? Amen. Turn with me, please, to Genesis 32. Genesis 32. Now, beloved, till I find it, you know the context, I'm sure. You are all biblical versed, right? And you know your scriptures. By God's grace, I hope this is the truth for most of you. Yeah? So, because if I would need to explain it all into details, I would state, we would stay till 2 a.m., okay? But friends, I'm going to finish around 8. When Israelis tell you around 8, it can be 7 or 9, because it's all around. It won't be 9, but be merciful with me. I think you will enjoy it. My friends, Genesis 32. Ma'ase avot siman levanim. The deeds of the father will be followed, whether we like it or not. We will imitate. We is you Gentiles and me Jew. One in Messiah. In Israel. Are you with me? In the kingdom of Israel. We have no other choice but to repeat what happened to our forefathers. Do you get it? So here is Jacob. He is in the diaspora, kicked because of his sins against Esau. Are you following? He is in the diaspora at Laban's house, and it's not Laban, but Lavan. Lavan in Hebrew, white. Satan will appear like an angel of light. Laban is a picture of Satan. Beloved, and Jacob, because of his sins, is cast out of the land. Does this remind you of somebody else later on? That because of their sins, they will be cast out of their lands. Israel! Are you with me? How long it took the Israelites after they've been cast out of their land, after the rejecting of their Messiah? How long are we from there? About 2,000 years? You know how many years was Jacob at Laban's home? 20 years. Do you see two? It's beautiful if you just open your Hebraic mind. There are patterns which, if you know the beginning, you will understand the end. Because the beginning and the end are connected. And God tells you from the beginning, the end. Are you with me? And I could back it up with book, chapter, and verses in the Bible, okay? That the former things are actually talking about the future, yeah? So, here is Jacob, and he comes back to his homeland in Genesis 32. Are you there? Let's read a few verses. Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, in the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And here I want to pause and ask you. If you know in your mind, soon we will see some pictures, some maps. But if you know the map of the Middle East, you would raise your brow, you know, and say, stupid Jacob. Stupid Jacob. Why he doesn't make a shortcut from Laban's, Assyria, Syria of today, through the Golan Heights. Right, Brent? Chip. Why? Because he would avoid meeting with his enemy, Esau. Are you with me? Jacob was not stupid, because Ma'aseh Avot Siman Levanim, the deeds of the fathers will be followed. When Israel, 100 years ago, came to their ancient homeland, the ancient homeland was not empty. It was almost empty. Full of swamps, full of diseases like malaria. But it had also about 600,000 Arabs. Esau's. Because the Arabs are a mixture of Esau, Ishmael, but we not get into it. Are you with me? At least on the principal level, okay? I did not make a DNA test for them, okay? But it is known that the Ishmaelite, Esau, are the ancient fathers of the Arabs today. Are you with me? Isn't it interesting that like the Jews need to deal with their brothers, the Arabs, because they are our brothers, they're Semites, we are actually following our forefather example. He needed to deal with Esau. So you know the story. He sends messengers, sends gifts, and suddenly the messengers come back and say, he's coming with 400 men. By the way, he doesn't say that Esau came with 400 men to kill Jacob. Are you with me? But Jacob, So you know the story. Jacob sends presents. He divides his camp into two camps, etc. And he arrives into a brook or a ford, in the King James Version, called the Yabok or Jabok Ford. Let's go there and see it. In the same chapter, verse 23. He took them, his family, sent them over the brook and sent over all that he had. Then Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. Now, when he saw that he did not prevail against him, excuse me? Jews are not afraid to ask questions and to argue with the Almighty, yes. Soon you will see that the Almighty loves it because he's not into a bunch of, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. No. He wants living stones. And soon you will see, we are going to talk about Israel, Pastor, precious Pastor. Yeah. And we are going to apply it on our lives today. My friends, why did they say, excuse me? Because there is an angel. We know it from the context, right? How many of you, I don't need a show of hands, but at least heard about somebody who saw an angel? Excuse me? Most of the testimony, I did not, by the way, but I would love to. Most of those that I heard, you know, from first sight, they saw an angel. This church would not even contain him. At least not the ceiling. You know what I mean? But I don't need testimonies of my friends. Go to the Bible. Angel Gabriel, for example, appears to, do they say, hey, give me five? No, they are poof. Are you with me? They're prostrating immediately, like dead. The angel actually needs to wake them up. It's okay. Here an angel comes to Jacob, and the angel, not Jacob, are you listening? The angel cannot prevail. Ooh. Oh, the Bible doesn't make sense. Or I read it in Hebraic eyes, and I know that there is a hidden sod, mystery, secret behind this inability of that angel. It's Yeshua, if you didn't get it yet. So, let's continue. We will elaborate on it. He did not prevail against him. He touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him, and he said, let me go, for the day breaks. Excuse me? Again. Why let me go before daylight comes? Simply because if Jacob will see the face of God, he will not. He will die immediately. The angel actually exercises mercy on Jacob. Let me go. And Jacob says, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him, what is your name? He said, Yaakov, Jacob. And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked, saying, tell me your name, I pray. And he said, why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, Peniel, the face of God. For I have seen God, big G, face to face, and my life is preserved, etc., etc. And of course, limped? Yeah. My beloved, beautiful story, and actually I titled this message as It's About Time for a Name Change. Guys, Jacob, the forefather of not only me as your Jewish guest speaker, but you. Because you are Israelites, not replacing Israel, but you joined. So my forefathers are your forefathers. Are you getting it? Even Moses, according to 1 Corinthians 10, is your forefather. Okay? My friends, Jacob, before he goes back to his land, please see the picture, to his back home, back to Israel, he needs to face his past. Are you with me? And to do full repentance first, to clear out the way. He cannot do it by himself, like you cannot do it by yourself. Right. How many of you can wash their sins away? I tried this morning, you know, and all kind of soaps and shampoos. My sins did not go away. At least those inside. Only the blood of Yeshua. But how, what a beautiful picture. Israel today coming back and they are facing many problems. Soon you will see it on the screen. As their forefather needed to struggle, wrestle with men and with God and prevail, they need to do themselves. They need to have a name change. And guess what? When David Ben-Gurion in 1948, May 14, 1948, declared the state of Israel, do you know that there was a committee, don't know how many of you, but I'm telling you the truth, historical facts, that wanted to call Israel Judah, the kingdom of Judah. And God is in his providence, because it must fit the pattern, made it Israel. Because we are following Jacob. And how many struggles, oh, how many we have still today. Are you with me? Because we need to get all the way to the end of our rope to declare, I will not leave you till you bless me. As long as Jacob thought, wow, I got rich, you know, I got very, very comfortable in Laban's house. You know, I have maids, I have children, I'm prospered, right? Whenever we become too content in our lives, God will see to it that we will not stay there. We will need a name change. We will need to raise up to a new level of our new character in Messiah. Are you with me? We will need to be Israelites. We will need to be so desperate that we will hold on to Yeshua, who became weak for us. Are you with me? This is the picture. How come an angel cannot prevail against a human being who is more than 100 years, by the way, old in that event? Jacob was well over 100. In this event, in Jacob Pass. How come an angel cannot prevent? Because it's a picture of Yeshua, who emptied himself and became flesh and blood for us. And we could slap him on the face, kick him, you know, tear his beard, pull his beard, spit on him. And he did not do anything. Are you with me? Yes. This is the picture of the Jacob Pass. He allowed us to wrestle with our sins so he can bless us. But guess what? Are you ready for a name change? Please understand that you will not get out of it without paying a price. Because God will not share his glory with you. God will not share his glory with anybody. And he will always remind you in your weakness how great he is. I glorify my weakness, right? Paul says it, not me. Read your Bible. He glorifies in his weaknesses. How different it is from how we are glorifying only when we have a new Mercedes Benz. We need to learn. If we want a name change, we need, if we want to get higher, with our walk with Yeshua, we need to let him come to us, light, shed his light on our sins, and then we do not let go till you bless, till you bless, till you bless. Are you ready for me to?
Yes,
I'm ready. Take everything, take everything, take everything. Make me Israel, a one who wrestles with God, a one who wants to be alive. And by the way, Israel also means prince of God, because it comes from the same root, Sarah Imel. This is the very meaning of Israel. The one who struggled, who wrestled, Sarah in Hebrew, with God and men and prevailed. Who are God's ministers? Those who struggle with him. Do you see what I mean? It's a beautiful picture. Now it's time to show you some slides. So let's start with slide number one. And I want to show you where Israel is standing today. Slides? Where are you, slides? Yee! Here they are. My friends, this is where I come from. Is it, can you see it with all this Christmas decoration? Okay. You see a little bit, yeah. Okay. My friends, this is where I come from. Israel is a very, very, very small land, as you can see. Get to the next slide, please. You can see Israel in comparison to its neighbors. Israel is this little blue, bluish color. And look at its neighbors. This is Lebanon, which is actually the same size a bit. Go to the next one. Look at Syria. Look how big Syria, the red one, compared to Israel. Continue, please. Look at Jordan. By the way, Jordan, according to the British promise to Israel in 1917, the Balfour Declaration, Israel included also Transjordan. This was Palestine back then. Continue. This is Saudi Arabia. How many times can Israel be put in Saudi Arabia? Continue, please. Here is Egypt. Next. And here is Israel in Oklahoma. How many times? About 10 times. In Texas, I know it's about 40, 50 times. Israel is such a small country. And guess what? Thank God. Because God is about to bring Israel to her end, the end of a rope. So she will not trust anymore on America. Sorry, I don't want to offend you. But you are not our God. You are not the God of Israel. Okay? And God wants us to trust him. One of the problems of Israel is that they are a superpower. Yes, you heard me right. It's a problem. Continue, please. This is the problem. Do you see all the green? Green is the color of Islam. And I will not play politically correct. The God of Islam is not, N-O-T, capitalized, the God of Israel. He is, if you wish, the devil. It's. I know I'm video recorded, I care less. The God of Islam is not the God of Israel. He is actually Satan. Okay? And this religion is coming from the pit of the pits. Okay? Look how many Muslims are surrounding Israel. And go to the next slide, please. Look now. Look at the Middle East. Look at Africa. Do you see? My friends, do you see also that there is light green and a dark green? Do you see, for example, Saudi Arabia is light compared to Iran, which is dark? Do you see it, my friends? Because this is the difference, the different light and dark green. The light green is the Sunnites or Sunnis, which are the majority in Islam, and the Shiites are the darker, okay? And there is a war within the house of Islam between those two segments, Sunnites and Shiites, which goes back all the way to the death of Muhammad, okay, in the 7th century. So, beloved, you heard about the tensions, the great tension between Saudi Arabia and Iran. You heard about the civil war in Syria, in other places, but Syria especially, because Syria is close to Israel, yeah? All of this war, thank God, keeps Israel an island of sanity in the middle of a mess. Are you with me? But it is only so far. Once they stop their wars, you know whom they will turn against. And you know what is building up, meanwhile, on our very borders. Next slide, please. Okay, continue. Continue to the next slide. This is the situation in Syria, beloved. Now, if you do not... Allow me. I need my glasses. Thank you. If you do not understand this map, don't worry, neither me. Because it keeps changing every day. Are you with me? The forces there. Because there are, I don't know how many, numerous segments, you know, of ethnic, by the way, ethnos. Nation will rise against nation. It's not nation, actually, in the Bible, in Matthew 24. It happens in front of our very eyes. It's ethnical groups. Okay? So, those are different ethnic groups who are fighting over Syria. And Iran, of course, which is over there to the right-hand side of the... I mean, your right over there. Iran, of course, needs an access to the Middle East, to the Mediterranean, okay? And Iran, soon you will be shocked to see where she is already in Syria. Continue, please. Next one. Okay. You can see the Golan Heights over there, okay? Can you see it? And you can see all the green lights over there is where the war, the green and the... like fireworks color, you know, pinky. Those are the areas where the fights are going on in Syria. Look how close it is to the Sea of Galilee. Okay, continue, please. Next one. And this is just to show you some distances. Continue, please. And here, I don't know if you heard, I'm sure you heard in the news, about one month ago, the United States of America, together with Russia, and Jordan, Israel was not involved. They decided on a security zone, which, you know, to relax, to calm down Israel's worries, you know, because the fight is just on their border. So they say, don't worry, we will keep the Iranians out 20 kilometers. This is the security zone that you see over there, okay? This is a joke, because I want to show you the next one. Next slide. No. This one, yes. This will be the last one. My friends, you can see all those dots are already existing Iranian bases on the land of Syria. Iran. Iran is already very much deep in Syria. And of course, if you take Hezbollah, those nice lovers of Zion, I mean, the Shiite terror organization in Lebanon, yeah, this is their hand, their offshoot, the Iranian offshoot in Lebanon. Iran is already very much in there, supported by Russia, okay, and threatening Israel and Saudi Arabia. Why Saudi Arabia? Because of oil, but mostly because of the Shiite-Sunnites tension. Are you confused or you're still okay? My friends, you can close it. What I want to tell you, just as to close, is that Israel is approaching hard times. So are you. Why? Because the Bible tells me so. If you need to decide, you joined Israel only for the good stuff, or you joined Israel to be with them to the end? My Bible tells me that you will be with them to the end. And friends, hardships are coming our way. And I want to encourage you, beloved, to strive for a name change. This is the only thing which will keep us, will keep us survived, you know, in those hardships which will come on the church, on the true church at least, and on Israel, because they're connected, on all the world. The only thing will be to be ready to go to through the night experienced that Jacob, our forefather, passed through. We are all in the process of coming back to our ancient homeland. Are you listening? You are on your walk, by God's grace, to join in with your roots, Hebraic roots. We, the Israelites, are on our way to struggle, to wrestle with that man, Yeshua, our Messiah, King, Redeemer. It is on the national level, it's on the church level, but most of all, it's on the personal level. We need to, in those days especially, we need to give up on our comforts. Yes, I know, at least in America, we're very blessed. Your forefather was also blessed till he was called. Something happened? Yeah. Till he was called back home. Your home is not here. I don't say that all of you will come to believe with me in Israel, but I say our home, our citizenship is not here. So we will not depend on our politicians. We will not be scared to death to see all those threatening situations, because we know our Redeemer lives, and we know that we can always catch him in his thigh and say, I will not leave you. I will not leave you till you bless me. I am not satisfied with my walk, the way I walk with you today. Guess what? I don't want to see a show of hands. I will be completely transparent with you. Here I am. I am not satisfied with my walk with the Lord. Oh, ho, ho. I need him. I need him like I don't know what. Pray for me. Yes, I'm saved. I'm a believer. But I don't want to stay in Aram, in Laban's house. I want to go back to my land. Are you with me? But the walk back is full of bumpers, full of strugglings, full of hardships. Are we ready for them? He is faithful if you are ready to go through this night experience. The world is already in the night, you know, spiritually, yeah? Since Yeshua, the light of the world, left, the world is in darkness. But it is the darkness is going to be even thicker and thicker, like in the plague that God put on Egypt. That you can touch the darkness. Are you with me? Yes. Hallelujah. Pastor, will you come to close it with a prayer? Or?
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for your patience.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. You know, if we understand circular instead of this way, you understand Alpha and Omega. Got it? You see, sometimes we need to understand the Bible from the Hebraic standpoint. In fact, some of the things that we have and translated into English, sometimes they have tenses that we don't have, that we can't. In fact, one of the guys in years and years ago, Robert Young, I believe it was, he said where it says that God put certain things on on the people. Actually, it was should be allowed. Now, see, did you get anything out of this?
Yes.
Do you have a better understanding of what's going on in the world today. What's going on in the world today? It's Christ against Satan. That's exactly what's going on in the world. Christ against Satan. Light against darkness. That's it. And what have I been preaching about the last, I don't know, about the last month, about how to have peace in the time of trouble, how to be safe in the time of trouble? Just my message last Sunday morning. Because as I studied the word, I mean, I'm Bible school trained. I studied Ezekiel and Daniel and Revelation and you know, now some people want to go to Revelation and try to put it, you got to get back into Ezekiel, Daniel. You got to actually go all the way back to Isaiah to you see the devil getting kicked out of heaven to put the end time all together. You can't do it with just one deal. But we're coming toward the end. And, I mean, like he said, and we all know that Russia is feeding down there. Go to Revelation. The big bear of the north that's coming down. That's who it is. If we just get a little bit of understanding and quit trying to make everything religious. Now, I'm not trying to be sacrilegious here, but sometimes we try to get too religious. And we just don't look at stuff from a natural standpoint. You understand what I'm saying to you? None of what was said tonight negates any of our faith. It negates any of our any things that has been promised to us. The problem, Galatians 3:13-14, that the promise of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. And you go to 3:29, and it says that we become Abraham's seed. It's exactly what he was talking about. How did we become? Spiritually, we have become Abraham's seed. So we are part of what he was talking about tonight. I mean, that's very easy to see for me anyway. I've been taught that, and my dad taught that. We are, it said we've been adopted in Romans, talking about being adopted in a family. And there it said, what? Spiritually, we are Abraham's seed spiritually. He's Abraham's seed naturally. You see what I'm saying to you? Hey, we're all in this thing together. Hey, amen. We're going to receive an offering from Rami tonight. I mean, if you enjoyed him, I want you to give liberally. If you want to do it by texting, you can go guest amount. I hope that those slides gave you a better understanding of what Israel is dealing with over there. We stood there, I guess, was that, what were we at when we stood and looked across the valley there? The Golan Heights. And we looked across there. The reason Israel can never lose the Golan Heights is because if they do, they're finished. It's the high ground. How many military guys I got in here? I was in the military. How many of you guys in the military? Who always has the advantage in the military encounter? The high ground. I mean, I spent 3 years in Uncle Sam's Army. Some bunch of you spent time there. Praise the Lord. You ready to give? Amen. All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for information that we've received today about Israel. And I pray, Father, that as we give tonight, that we give from a heart of love and a heart of thanksgiving. I thank you that you will bless the gift and the giver. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead, receive the offering. God bless you as you give. Didn't I just tell you, back a few months ago that we're going to have to make a stand. We either believe God, believe the Bible, or we go along with what everybody else is saying. Compromise. See, I'm glad he brought out the fact that Esau and Ishmael is that side. Israel, that was Jacob, he changed, name changed from deceiver to Israel. And see, a lot of people don't understand the biblical significance of Esau and Ishmael. But that's, both of them turned against God. All right. y'all all off a quiet. Did you enjoy this? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I can tell that many of you are you're mulling this over, but it's interesting, okay? Now, Lynette, you told me to say this, right? We will be taking another tour to Israel. Not this year, but or next year, but huh? She don't know when, but we will be taking another tour to Israel. So you might want to save your money, but man, we can't take that many, but because everybody won't be on the same bus with Rami, and if you have three or four buses, he can't be on all of them. praise the Lord! All right. Remember all the announcements. We need people. Remember, invite people to come to our musical, not this weekend, but the next weekend. I will be here ministering Sunday on Emmanuel. So come. The next few Sundays I'm going to talk about, because we are approaching when we celebrate. Somebody said, well, that's not when he was born. Well, it may not be. Don't nobody really know. But it's when we celebrate it. That's the important thing. That's when we celebrate it. What are we celebrating? We're celebrating our Christ, our Messiah, our soon coming King, our Savior, our Healer. Praise the Lord, our Baptizer. Amen. All right. Praise God. Everybody stand, please. If you happen to be in here tonight, and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, my prayer team is coming right now. The ladies will be over here and the men will be over here. They'll pray with you. If you happen to be here and you know you're not just where you need to be with God, you better come back and get your name changed back, right? Come down here and pray with them. If you want to receive the Holy Spirit, come and pray with them. If you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, they're here to minister to you and to pray with you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this service tonight. I thank you that each of us will take the parts that we need for our own lives and meditate upon them and meditate upon your word. Bless the people. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, first time guest. Connection team, go get our first time guest and take them to the connection room to receive that special gift right now, that place so they can receive the special gift. If you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, come to the front right now, shake hands with somebody and say, I'll see you Sunday right here. God bless. Man, what a crowd.